Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was something that came out yesterday, and at first it was like for a couple of different teams, and then it got basically put out for everything. That as of right now, you can get a direct-to-consumer. It's not a, I don't think it's a bundle. It's a streaming menu starting on December 5th. So in less than a month, from the FanDuel Sports Network, which is Diamond Sports Group. They've been in the news a lot for what are they going to be covering the Cavs? Are they not going to be covering the Cavs? Same thing with the Gardos. But it says, with no subscription required, so this isn't a bundle, the single game purchase option allows, aims to further connect fans to their hometown teams. Consumers will be able to purchase a single game starting at $6.99. Or they can choose to sign up for a monthly or season pass subscriptions to best tailor their viewing experience. So the Cavs are 12-0. Would you pay $7 tonight to watch them play the Philadelphia 76ers?
I mean, I guess if I had nothing else, if I had no other avenue. Although I feel like we get told every time that people still have all these free streams that they find. That they're willing,
we know Adam Schefter does.
Yeah, that they're willing to risk whatever malware, whatever can happen to their phones or their computers, they're willing to risk it to watch one-off games.
For well, I'd rather pay the $7 than have to go over to Verizon and have them to unlock my phone and do everything else. It happened to me one time when I was doing play-by-play way back in the day. My computer was compromised. And I was like, I wasn't watching pornography. And the chief engineer's like, come on, buddy. Like, it's okay. And I'm like, sure. I swear to God, guys.
I was keeping up on D2 women's basketball. What are you talking about?
Guys, I mean, people
for some
call
people,
in.
That is pornography.
People call in and I have to sit there and defend Sarah J. Everybody knows that I have had a viewing experience once or twice. But I'm just telling you right now.
The J is for jump shooter.
It wasn't that. It wasn't in that moment. I go, of all the things that he's never going to believe me. And guess what? Grant didn't believe me. Nice guy, that Grant. Anyway, I would rather just pay the $7, but is there, like, you're 12-0. Like, now that you're 12-0, like, if they were, like, 6-6 to start off the season, I don't think anybody would pay. You'd kind of, now you want to see how far the winning streak goes. So if you weren't in, like, a range to watch it, I think somebody was like, all right, I ain't doing nothing tonight. Like, I think that your schedule has to line up with the Cavs. But I think some people would pay $7 to see if the win streak goes to 13, and then maybe pay another $7 on Sunday or Friday to see if the winning streak goes to 14.
Yeah, because it's such a unique start to the year for any Cleveland team to get started like this. And
yeah.
I know we had last week, we were getting ripped on for comparing 9-0 to 9-3 football. I think now you're getting to the point, we looked at the schedule, and I know you can lose one any time. You can just have an off shooting night and you lose to the worst team in the NBA. That can happen. But you've gotten to the point where I think the fans are getting truly swept up in this, because when you bring a new coach in, you know, a lot of people were down. There were a big faction. Maybe people won't admit it now, but there was a faction that were down after they lost in the playoffs last year with we're just running it back. All these other teams are getting better. Philadelphia is getting better. The Knicks are getting better. And obviously they have not gotten better as of right now. The Cavs are the team that's gotten better with the exact same players.
I was resigned to I was resigned to the thought of, yeah, they're not going to just finish this coming season with the core four. They're going to make some moves. Now, I think that might be heresy to say. It's early in the season. I understand that, but I think that might be crazy. More on that coming up at 7 o'clock. Nick Wilson yesterday on his show, apparently losing to the Saints is one of the biggest no-nos ever.
You can't lose this game. This is a fireable loss.
They did just win. They did just beat the Falcons.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got the first win out of the way. They're not a good team. They're not a team that should beat you. On paper, somehow, you're still the more talented team.
Derek Carr just threw for 270, two touchdowns, passer rating the 120s.
They've got the Roto-Rooter man as the head coach out there fishing Duke while trying to get a dub.
The Rizzler.
Yeah. And you can't lose to the Rizzler. Coming off the bye, between that dude's a dope, between you're coming off the bye, this is the easiest game you have left on the schedule.
I don't know that you want to win this one.
Okay, there's, define the you. This is the royal we were talking about.
I think Browns fans in general. I mean, obviously, we heard what Stefanski had to say. Stefanski wants a win. He needs wins, yeah. I think so. But I don't know that Browns fans, I think we're looking at this, are we pragmatic about this?
I still want to win a game. I still want Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach. I think that it's a very scary premise. I think that Nick does have a point. Like, well, it's a fireable offense. I think they're all fireable offenses, but I can't sit there and guarantee. I mean, I thought we'd be better than Washington. I thought we'd be better than the Giants. I thought we'd definitely be better than the Raiders. And on paper, we're better than all these football
teams,
apparently. Wouldn't
the fireable offense be if you had like a 10-point, you were favorites by 10 points?
Aren't we underdogs?
We're underdogs. We're supposed to lose.
What's the line? Two, 2.5?
I've seen it. One and a half.
One and a half. So that, well, okay. 1.5 is maybe a pick 'em here and there, but I think it's all there.
Wouldn't
on the deck.
Wouldn't a pick'em be a pick'em?
Yeah. So, well, either way, I just think that if you're talking about a fireable offense, then I think that you're already talking about letting the coach go. I don't think there's any game now on this schedule that turns into, well, must win or you might be ready to pack your bags. I think it's all there for you. You're 2-7 to start off the year. Mm-hmm. What can change? Like, does anybody have faith that Jameis Winston's going to do Joe Flacco for the rest of the year? I don't think that people secretly had faith that Joe Flacco was going to do Joe Flacco for the rest of the year last year. And I know that that's kind of gone belly up over in Indianapolis. Of course, going forward on fourth down in that situation with a quarterback that can't really run the way that Anthony Richardson does isn't necessarily the smartest thing on the earth. But that's Shane Steichen's fault, not Browns fans' fault. But I know that not a lot of people are watching that game. Either way, I'm just saying it wasn't Joe's fault on that sense. But I don't think that anybody's going to do that. I just think that, honestly, Anthony, like, I don't know how anybody could sit here and say, well, this game, it's a must win or it's a fireable offense. A 2-7. Now they're fireable offenses. If you lose these games, you're not better than anybody.
We agree on that. I think this is where you'll disagree with me.
Okay.
I don't think we're nearly as talented as even I thought we were. And
well, that goes back to yesterday.
Yeah, and I think that like we in Cleveland, we don't know the players on some of these teams. But as you can see, I think people would much rather be Washington going forward than us. I think people would rather be the Chargers going forward than us, but we have so much talent. I think
they have quarterbacks.
I think they also have young players we don't know. We don't have the young players that other people don't know that are good. Like, I think we just have a bunch of players that are bigger names. Like, David Njoku is a bigger name than a lot of teams have tight ends. He's got 255 yards. We're halfway through the year. He's going to have a terrible production year. Like, that's I think at this point, other teams
have... Well, he's injured and he's had bad quarterbacks thrown to him.
Sure. Okay. I mean, but are we paying attention to other guys on other teams like that? No, we're not.
Well, they're not our teams.
Right. So we keep saying we're more talented than all these teams. Are we? Doesn't talent win out sometimes? It hasn't.
Okay. Well, this kind of became a different discussion than what I thought it was going to be.
I'm just saying we both...
That's okay.
Yeah, we...
That's okay.
We're both in agreement that we're not supposed to just... casually show up and beat all these teams. We're not. I mean, think about this. Yesterday, all I heard around the NFL, Cowboys are the worst team in the league. We got our asses kicked by the Cowboys. So what are we?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.